to you, Dave.
Thank you, Chris.
Because it sounded you on me in a gunge tank today.
I know. I think that statistically, there's a very high chance that I could be getting wet today.
Do you think?
It's around 50%.
I'd say it's higher than that.
Yeah.
I think it's me today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Why do you say that?
Do you? Because I think it's too obvious for me to be at the end of the week.
Well, I don't.
What?
I don't think it's too obvious.
I do. Oh, let's leave Chris till Friday.
I can put two theories. It can be you build to Chris, right, host the show, or it can be, as someone pointed out in chrismores.net, all the surnames are going in alphabetical order, and that puts Dave today.
That
put Chris today.
B.
Yes, they are.
D.
Yeah,
so,
are you sure?
Yeah, Chris Boyles, and then Dave Vitti.
BDJ, yeah.
Burnda Healy Jones so far.
Hello, Burnda Healy Jones. Can help you.
Good, famous listeners.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is clever. Yeah, you're right.
And by the way, well done on saying it's either, there's two theories on this, it's either Chris or Dave.
It's true.
Well done. That's brave. Have you been up all night long thinking about that?
I came up with a brilliant idea today.
Did you?
Whereby I thought the way to do it would be to wear shorts rather than tracksuit bottoms.
Why?
Because they don't get as wet.
That's true.
I thought about this just as it was too late when I was arriving at work.
It might not be too late.
Well, this is it, because if I'm tomorrow, then I could arrive in my shorts tomorrow.
Just do it in your skiddies.
But they don't have the same waterproof quality that swimming shorts have.
I know.
Yeah, value
gives everyone a treat, Dave.
Do you really want gunge on your legs, though?
I thought I wondered what you were saying.
Why not?
Because it doesn't feel nice.
Do you really want gunge on your legs?
That's the question we've asked
today.
Worst
rhyme ever.
Are you sniffing my cupcakes?
No,
it's not nice.
It is.
Christopher Moyles, are you sniffing my cupcakes?
No, I'm not a fan, no. Anyway, so that's later. I've got my pants and everything on.
Have you?
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
I've got pants.
But I've also got...
This week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live, on radio, and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
Let's switch on the webcams. And then you can watch us live on the webcams. So bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to watch us on the webcam. Let's switch on the webcams. Thank you. Hello. Thank you for joining us. Good morning. How are you?
You're welcome.
You well? That's good. There's Dave there.
Hi.
Here's the birthday boy himself, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Hello.
So, who is going to get gunged today?
Playing Truth or Gunge today is...
Stop! Cut to me, please. Thank you. Dominic, got a present for you.
Oh.
Yep.
Happy birthday!
To
Thank you!
Very much.
Happy birthday!
To you!
Oh, what's in it?
Right, can I just say this is not happening?
What do you mean it's not happening?
Because I know what this is. And
no,
it's
you
not
don't.
Happening.
No, you,
what?
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 Right,
what?
This is not happening.
What
is it?
You have bought me.
Yes. Yeah.
What looks like a giant Pack-a-Mac.
Yeah. Right. It's a waterproof.
Oh no! With Dom, Truth or Gunge on it.
Show it to the camera, please, Dominic.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
right,
Dominic.
I'll just say it's not happening.
Why?
Pull it out. That's look at that. Truth or Gunge. It's your very own personalised waterproof.
Stop being such a square.
Right.
Yes. What a present.
I have been gunged.
But
right?
It's your birthday, and you're
exactly.
The special one.
That's what you do
one
in
thing
Britain.
You don't get on your birthday is gunged, surely.
Oh, hang on.
I've been gunged.
We haven't got time to officially reveal the player because we got to the news. But you've got your protective clothing.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not. I don't want to do it again.
All sorted.
Oh, you're such a good sport. You really are.
I got...
Dominic Byrne, everybody! Yeah!
Well, hang on. What were you about to say?
I got gunged like 9 times on Monday.
Did you get soaked?
Absolutely drenched.
Well, hello. That's why you need a waterproof Mac.
No, no.
Dominic Byrne.
What?
You're not making me do it again, are you?
But it's your birthday.
For that reason,
how
you shouldn't.
We treat you?
You don't expect to go to work on your birthday and get gunned.
Listen, how could you not expect to be centre of attention on your special day? It's not about us. It's about you.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Chris,
vocal.
It's a lovely waterproof though. It'll definitely fit you. I think it'd fit Rip Waller and Lisa Riley, to be honest.
At the same time.
Mm. Yeah. I'd be very grateful there. It's a present.
Yeah. As a Pack-a-Mac goes with my name on it, I like it very much.
Right.
But I don't want to wear it and get gunged again. I've been done it. I've been gunged.
I've been done it, been gunged.
Yeah.
Stop being so selfish.
You haven't done it.
No one cares about us. It's about
you
today.
They do care very much. They would like to see you do it.
All these people are sending messages in.
I know.
Birthday, Dom, they'd love to see you.
They would.
With a smile on your face in the gunge tank.
I've done that already.
I know you have.
On Monday.
But people loved it.
Do you remember when it wasn't just once or twice I got gunged? Zayn pressed the button about six times. It was eight times.
Well, all right. Okay.
Grow up.
No, you grow up. You give me a massive, oversized yellow Mac.
All right, Dominic, would it make it any better if we left AFC Bournemouth and went to Shrewsbury Town?
Yes, it would. That would.
Rotherham United?
Yeah, that would be good.
Wickham Wanderers?
Whoa.
No, they're too small. The Darlington Arena? Go Darlow?
Yeah.
Too small.
That's amazing.
Lincoln City? Colchester United?
Yep.
Crewe Alexander? Rochdale?
No. That's amazing.
Let's go to Kenilworth Road.
Luton Town.
Really?
Too small, my friend. It's too small. So how about Chesterfield? Because that's where we are right now with all our listeners who have texted in.
Cool. That's brilliant.
Over 10,000. We've packed it out, Dom.
Thank you.
And so to celebrate...
I can't concentrate.
They want to see you...
They don't.
...in the Pack-a-Mac.
They want to see you...
They don't.
...covered in goo.
I've just checked it and they don't.
Happy birthday to you. We'll cover you in goo. From the gun stand.
Listen, watch, share. When I was walking in
Memphis. My emotions have changed.
Find out who, Dominic, will be officially
going
to afternoon.
Listen,
watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Give me a go, no go for launch. News?
Yeah.
No, it's go.
Oh, go.
Sorry. Go, no go.
Do you not say
for
yes?
Launch. Go, no go.
Okay.
News?
Go.
Sport?
Go, go.
Made up weather?
Go.
Right, okay.
It's not
give
made
me,
up.
Give me a go, go, no go for launch. That would be too silly.
Is he saying go or goo?
Go.
Go.
Go, go.
All right. Find out who's going to get to Gunners in a few minutes. Oh, I wonder who could it be.
Oh,
meanwhile,
no.
It's 2 minutes past eight.
And the X Factor have confirmed how they're going to deal with losing a contestant. One of the four acts that were booted off at the start of the live shows are going to replace Frankie Kokoza. He left the show earlier this week for breaking competition rules. There will be a public vote. It's between Two Shoes, John Joe Kerr, James Michael, or Amelia.
Just pass me a news script, please. I never, you know me, I don't like you to teach you how to do your job.
What? What's happened?
What was... I just think you need to have a gap.
Between?
Your last two stories.
Yeah.
Doctors say there's a rise in the number of teenagers getting syphilis and Frankie Kokoza is off the X Factor and back out in public.
Sorry, I see what you mean, sorry. And the weather, another mild day.
No, we have to leave Chesterfield now.
Oh, no.
We're going to go to... This is a great test for you and Dom, on you and Dave on your football grounds.
Do you know, Dave's much better at this than me.
I've counted up all the text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Edgeley Park.
Don't know.
Edgeley Park.
Stockport County.
Is right!
Whoa!
Now, do you know, there's not enough seats, they're telling us.
Is there not?
So, Dominic?
Yes?
Boundary Park?
Oldham.
Correct.
Yeah. Always cold at Oldham.
It's the coldest ground in the country.
We've got enough messages saying happy birthday to you to fill the ground for Oldham Athletic.
Wow.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
Stand by, Walsall. We're coming to get you. Open the doors.
For the best got.
Yeah. The weather, very mild with some heavy rain in the southwest of England and East Wales. Wet also in the northwest of England and eastern Scotland today. 7 minutes past eight now.
Let's switch the webcams back on because it's time to reveal who is officially going to be Gunge today in Truth or Gunge.
This week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live, on radio, and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
Dominic.
Hello.
I just need to queue up my...
Playing...
Okay.
Dominic.
Right.
What's
wrong?
Listen, I appreciate the
You've got a massive, waterproof with your name on.
And I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
That'll protect you.
I have been gunged. I've been a gungee. I did it on Monday. 8 or 9
it's
times.
Your birthday.
I got drenched.
Your birthday.
I had 4 showers on Monday and I still was finding drenched. Pink stuff in my ear.
Be fine this time.
I don't think I should. Because
so you say no?
Because I've done it.
You say no?
I think I should say no.
Right, fine.
Well, I tell you what, if you say no, then maybe we'll cancel the rest of the party celebrations.
Actually, no, Dom, knowing us as well as he does, he'll probably take that risk.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right, it's either myself or Dave.
Yeah, which is the correct options.
One of us is going in the gunge tank today. I think it's me today.
I think it's me today.
I'm all fired up for it to be me.
Because you're doing stuff throughout the day today.
I'm doing stuff today and tomorrow. Right, I'm arguably busier tomorrow than I am today.
No, that's true.
I think it's too obvious for me to be last. But then again, as Dave pointed out, Matt Fincham has put this together.
Exactly, and he's not bright enough to kind of turn the list.
It's Christmas! I'm Arthur Christmas! Are you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Who will it be? Will it be me? Or will it be Dave?
Playing Truth or Gunge today is...
Three, two, one.
Comedy Dave.
Oh! Oh! I thought it was me.
Yay.
You are going to enjoy yourself.
It's the moment I've been looking forward to. I did think that there was a high chance of me getting gunged today.
Well, yeah, 50-50.
Mm. I thought it was even higher than that.
Obviously, we need somebody to sit in the gunge tank number two next to you. So, Dominic...
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, it could be a special folk face gunge fest.
That's okay.
A double D gunging.
We don't need to do that.
But we're partners, musically.
Musically, not gungely.
Gungely.
Yeah.
So you're saying no.
I'm going to feel as though I have to back out, unfortunately, on this occasion.
All right. So it's going to be Dave plus mystery guest in the gunge tanks upstairs.
Who is the mystery guest?
I genuinely don't know.
It's a mystery.
I don't know, Dave.
We can't tell you that.
To get this. Truth or Gunge happens in 2 records time.
Truth or Gunge. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Get down with the trumpets. Get down with the trumpets. 8:17, Thursday morning. It's Dominic Byrne's birthday today. Our lovely newsreader, Dominic.
Thank you very much.
Dominic. If you want to send a text message to the studio, it's 81199. Say happy birthday, Dom, to 81199, because it's his birthday today. Or on Twitter, send a message to @ChrisMoyleShow, # happy birthday, Dom. We now have had enough messages that we would fill the ground at Walsall.
That's huge.
And
you're now trending in the UK.
Yay!
Your fifth, Dom. Happy birthday.
Wow. Thank you very much indeed.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
My wife has just sent her first ever tweet. She's set up on Twitter 3 years ago and vowed never to send a tweet ever. She's got like 4,000 followers and has never tweeted.
She loves you.
And she's done it this morning.
Oh, yay!
How nice is that?
That's special.
And by the way, we have to leave Walsall already.
Why?
And take a little trip to Gig Lane, to Bury.
Yeah.
That's where we're all sitting now.
Wow.
There's been that many messages, we would fill the ground there.
That's brilliant.
Happy with that?
Yeah, my Auntie Jilly lives near there.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. We'll pop in and see
you.
Right. We need to do Truth or Gunge.
This week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live, on radio, and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
We have a problem.
Oh.
Not a joke. The person... Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Chris.
So if we cut to the cameras and have a little look at Dave in the gunge tank, if we move the camera to the right and show you who's in gunge tank number two, you will see it's nobody. Because the person who was meant to be doing it is stuck in traffic and is half an hour away.
Oh, really? Just call it off.
Now, the irony is that yesterday I was having a text conversation with this person saying that they are a massive letdown and they're hugely unreliable, to which they were saying, no, you're out of order. Right. That's nonsense.
Oh.
And that person is now not here.
Right.
That person would have been... and is Vernon Kay.
I see.
Oh,
but he's stuck in traffic because they closed a few roads and he's now, God knows where he is.
Right.
But Philip Schofield's also stuck in traffic as well because I just read that on Twitter.
Oh, okay, so it's in that area.
Now, it's your birthday today, Dominic.
Exactly right.
We have waterproof.
Yes, you do.
With your name on.
Yeah, you do. Very nicely.
I think you should choose who sits in trap two next today.
Do you, really?
Yes, I do.
So not Dom?
I think Dom gets to choose. If he decides that it's Dom,
oh, okay,
he will do it.
It's your birthday.
If he decides that maybe Tina would hate it, he can choose Tina. Or
you're brilliant, Dom.
Or me, knowing that I have to do it tomorrow as well. Or anybody in the studio.
Really?
You look great, by the way.
Or, or anybody in the studio. Yeah.
Anyone.
So you can choose anyone you want. So let's just go. There's Dominic in the studio. There's Hello. Tina. There's me.
Hi.
There's Alad. Who's that down there?
Oh, who's that and hiding?
So that's Matt Fincham.
It's Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Do you know what I'm going to do, Chris? I'm just going to go through each one and just make the case, if that's okay. Right. So start with myself. I've done it already.
Yeah.
Zayn gunged me 8 times, plus it's my birthday, right. Equals no way.
Okay.
Tina is my colleague, a sport colleague.
Oh, yes,
radio wife, in many ways.
Yes.
She was well and truly done,
yes.
I thought. For that reason, I'm going to say no.
Thank you.
Alad.
For you.
Was unfair yesterday, right?
Unfair yesterday.
I won yesterday.
Exactly.
Got gunged.
And you were a brilliant producer, even though you were actually being gunged, Alad.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to say that. And
if you need any help, by the way, check the texts.
Okay, and for that reason, I don't need help at all. For that reason, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Now, Chris.
Yes?
You haven't done it yet.
No.
You think you got away until the end of the week.
Yes.
And I think you have, because Matt Fincham, yeah! I'd like to stick you in the gun stack.
Yes!
Can we not wait for Vernon? You'll be here in like
Christmas.
10 minutes.
After
10 minutes.
You are going to get gunned.
Yay!
Can we not, shut up, Dave, can we not wait like 10 minutes for Vernon?
No,
and
we
Matt.
No, we can't.
You can wear my yellow Mac.
Oh, it's hideous.
And Matt.
Yes.
You can go now.
Oh, God. You're holding the show.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Matt.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take your shoes off, though.
Shoes and socks off. Yeah.
Come to daddy.
It's turned out nice again.
Isn't it just?
So, back to Dave in the gunge tank. So, Dave.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I think so, yes.
Yes. Now, talk us through your gunge outfit today.
Well, what I thought I would do is wear dark colours so as not to look so wet, and I've gone for non-branded apparel today,
right,
as per BBC visualised guidelines.
Nice. Ah. Okay. Lovely. He looks very comfortable in this
very
little
comfortable
gunge booth, doesn't he?
Do you think?
You have claustrophobia, don't you?
Very badly.
Are you right? How are you finding it in there? Bear in mind, it's essentially a shower, but
well,
are you claustrophobic or not?
The door is still open.
Mm.
I'm a little bit nervous because...
Close the door a second.
Fine. Hang on.
Oh, you're so gullible.
It's fine, because actually,
okay,
I've had a smaller shower than this before.
Right. Okay.
All right, you can open the door now.
Okay, fine.
Because we'll be all right for a little bit.
I feel a little bit nervous.
Arthur Christmas is making his way up to sit next to your cubicle, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just observing the hole now, which is where the gunge comes from.
You're brave putting your head back and looking up, because we could just go at any second.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, though, would you?
Well, we could.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't, because I haven't even had any questions yet.
Who cares?
And also, don't forget, there's every chance that I won't get gunged at all, because if I get all my questions right, then I'll be dry.
Again, so gullible. All right, well,
it doesn't work like that.
Matt Fincham has arrived. I've heard in my headphones that we're just miking him up now. There we go. We're putting the microphone on him.
Matt looks like a reluctant fisherman.
Hello.
Oh, what's that?
What's he wearing? Did he know this was coming?
Didn't he look like something off The Deadliest Catch?
Have you just changed?
Where did you get those tracky bottoms from?
For yoga later.
Good luck.
Hey, yeah. I'm not going to be using them.
You don't want to be squelching behind him. All right, Matt is going to get into the gunge tank number 2. He has organised this week and didn't think he was going to go in.
Absolutely.
He's now in. Let's play Truth or Gunge.
Truth or Gunge, round 1.
Dave.
Hello.
We've got a clip from a friend and colleague of yours.
All right.
Here they are.
Hi, Dave. This is Stewie, Radio 1 producer, your good friend, and technical director of the Chappers and Dave World Tour.
Yep.
Now, Stewie shared a potentially embarrassing story about you, Dave, which involves you and a young lady. Would you like to tell us, for one point, what that story is?
No! Bearing in mind, we're probably going to hear it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, yeah, I think I know what it is.
Well, tell us, for a point.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, is this to do with Stewie and Freya's recent wedding?
We're not saying.
Well, this might be... Do you know what?
So
do you know what the weird bit is?
Go on.
Is the fact that Stewie's wife is now on cameras. Right, so
yes.
When the camera wobbles, that's her laughing. I think this may have been the embarrassing moment a couple of weeks ago at Stewie and Freya's wedding reception.
Right.
When I was DJing with Chappers, and I might have said, who is the super hot blonde girl at the front? And he said, that's my sister.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And what happened?
Was that the story?
What else?
What happened?
Oh, that was it, was it not?
Well, you tell us.
No, that was it.
Let's find out.
That was it.
So over the years, we always had a what goes on tour stays on tour
not
rule.
Not that story, is it?
But today, that rule gets broken. I could have told them about the time in Portsmouth when we were taking some special guests through security. Or I could tell them about what happened in the hotel after we played the school disco in London. But actually, it's a much more recent story that I'm going to tell.
Right.
So about 4 weeks ago, there was a reunion of the Chappers and Dave World Tour when you played at mine and Freya's wedding.
Mm.
The day was brilliant. The bride even turned up. Everyone was having fun.
Yeah.
And about 9 o'clock during your set, we got ready to do the bouquet toss. So I kind of came up with you and Chappers to make sure you knew what you were doing. All the girls, all the single girls, lined up on the dance floor. Freya was about to toss the bouquet. And just before she did it, you turned round to me, and I thought you were going to say something really nice. But what you did do was point out the girl in the front row with the blonde hair wearing the black dress, and you told me exactly and explicitly what you'd quite like to do to her. The only thing was, Dave, it was my sister.
Who's his sister?
No, that is not true.
Really?
Yeah, that story has been embellished.
Has he embellished that for radio effect?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think so.
Wow. Look at Dave's face. You can tell Dave's telling the truth because when he lies, he can't help but smile.
Yeah,
and when he panics, he goes, no, no, no.
I'm smiling.
Oh, this is worth watching.
Dave, I will give you 1 point.
So
congratulations.
There's still a chance I could stay dry then. At this
there is.
Yeah. Truth or Gunge, round two.
Let's go for question number two, Dave. We asked 30 people at Radio 1. How funny they thought Comedy Dave was.
What do you mean, was?
Their options were...
Why is this in the past tense?
That's what we asked them.
Their options were... Really funny.
Yeah.
Average. Not very.
Really funny, average, or not very.
How many people rated your humour as average? Is it under 10? Between 10 and 20? Or 21 to 30? What do you go for? How many people say your humour is average?
Well, see, average is better than not very. I'm going to go 21 to... Was it 30?
Yes.
Yeah. 21 to 30, final answer.
Well, you're not very confident about yourself. It's the wrong answer.
Ooh.
It was... 18, so between 10 and 20.
I wasn't far off, though, was I?
Still wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's a point to Matt Fincham. So it's one each.
Equal Stevens.
That's even Stevens, yep. Dave. How many times?
Truth or Gunge, round three.
Safe to say that Dave isn't the most technical of people. Of course, the legendary story now that he once took Simon Mayo and the whole of Radio 1 off the air after accidentally, on purpose, putting out a cable.
It was an accident. I was trying to be helpful.
This is another one of his technical accomplishments from the Chris Moyle Show back in 2002.
That was Black Rebel.
Bradley Motorcycle Club. Coming up, music from Miss Dynamite. Radio. And the Chemical. Bloody hell, what have we done? Coming up, music from Miss Dynamite and the Chemical Brothers after news and sport with Judy and Jamie. It's 5 o'clock.
Bush makes his case against the...
That's Dave. Wait, there. What have you done?
It yeah. sounded like there was a bad language in there.
There wasn't.
No. Have we lost your mic?
Oh, we lost your mic.
Oh, am I there?
Oh, no, we got you.
Ah, there we are.
So that was back in 2002. Later on in life, after listening to how bad Dave was technically, they teamed him up with Mark Chappers. I Never Killed John Lennon. It was another fellow with my name, Chapman.
Yeah.
They became known as Chappers and Dave.
Technical masterclass.
But what date did they present their first show together?
I know this.
Ooh. Well, would you want to have a go without saying any?
I think it was Boxing Day 2003. 26th of December 2003, I think.
Not two.
Or two. I think it's 2003, but I may be wrong.
Is it A, 26th of December 2003? Is it B, 26th of December 2002? Or is it C, 26th of December 2004? So A, B, or C? It's A, B, or C? Now, careful, Dave.
Yeah, I'm now thinking it might be earlier than I'd first thought.
Right.
Be sure of what you're doing.
Yeah, be very sure.
I need to be completely confident.
Yeah.
And I don't want to buzz in at the wrong point.
Now, behave, Dave.
Of course, I will be that. I think it's the 26th of December, 2002.
Mm-hmm. It's the wrong answer. It was the 26th of December 2003.
I was right first time.
You would have been right first time, sadly.
That's the first time this week that you've misled anybody.
No, I tried to do it with Alan yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, we did.
So it is now, after three rounds. What is that? One to Dave, two to Matt.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, it's time for round four. Who is going to get Gunge?
Truth or Gunge. Round four.
And we'll do round four after the news.
Ooh.
Do we need to do round four?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Hang on there, Dave. Hang on, Matt Fincham.
Okay.
Truth or Gunge continues after the news with Dominic and Tina.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Dominic has the news for you at 8.32.
8.35 now.
Okay, so Dominic, do you want to just pop upstairs? And
do you want me to?
You can have a little watch from upstairs if you want.
I'd love to.
What would it be, your birthday and everything?
Yeah, I'd love to.
There's a little box on the floor with a wire connected to the booths.
Right, okay.
I'm going to go and hold that.
I can have a fiddle.
All right.
Truth or Gunge, round four.
Back to Dave in the Gunge tank upstairs. Dave? Oh, no, that's line one.
Hello.
Hello there.
It's nice to speak to you again.
Hi, Matt Fincham.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Oh, great.
Now, you didn't think you were going to get Gunge this week. You genuinely didn't, did you?
It wasn't part of the plan.
Well, you might not be.
Well, hopefully Vernon's here, or imminently here, because he needs to get this tag.
Vernon's just contacted me and said he's stuck in Poland.
Heavy traffic just outside Warsaw.
Yeah.
This is deliberate, isn't it?
He said it's a nightmare.
Oh, gosh, here's Dom as well.
So let's get into round four then, shall we? Now, it's 2 points to Matt, 1 point to Dave. Dave, if you get this wrong, you'll get gunged.
Okay, fine.
You need to get it right to stay in the game.
Gotcha.
So with the risk of imminent gunging, can you both close your gunge booth doors? And there's Dominic Byrne just getting... he's just getting some information about the gunge buttons.
So you press the button when you want to gunge.
Okay, right, I've got that. Round four, Dave.
Yeah.
We asked fans of the show on the Chris Moyles Show Facebook page and on chrismoyles.net to describe you in one word. Out of the 600 replies, which word was the most popular? Was it A, dopey? Was it B, grumpy? Or was it C, funny?
Well... there is an obvious answer, isn't there? Which is probably grumpy. But I'm between grumpy and dopey.
A, dopey. B, grumpy. Or C, funny.
I don't think it would have been funny.
Yeah. Well, you say that, of course. Let's see, shall we?
I think funny, you know.
Now.
Yeah, but you see, the last time you tried to lead me down this path, you lied to me.
Oh, see here, Dave. That's a very harsh thing for you to see and say.
How can I believe you?
A, dopey, B, grumpy, or C, funny? What was the most popular word? Now, let me see if you get this right, Dave, because if you get it wrong, you'll get gunged.
Well, on the basis that you wouldn't lie to me a second time, then I'm going to say C.
Hmm. You sure you don't want to change your mind?
When does the magic happen?
You seem very confident.
Hey, hang on a second. Hey.
I'll change my mind.
Oh, behave, Dave. Be careful. Oh,
who you believe.
Now, Tina. Hey. Tina, I can trust you, obviously. Mm.
Yes, but you can't see her.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
But do you believe me?
Tina hasn't got a script.
This isn't helping. Well, I haven't got a script either. I don't know. I'm going to go in the middle and say B.
I am a friend, Dave.
And yeah, I see you with your answer.
Yeah, but Tina, you are a liar.
Well, what about me?
I can't think of a clever A, B, or C gag to say about you.
All right, well, I can tell you, Dave, that the most popular word to describe you was C. You said B, you are wrong. Which means, Dave.
Hi.
It's time for you to get gunged. If we have a little look to the left, we will see that Dominic Byrne has got the gunge machine in his hand. Dominic, how do you feel?
Terrific.
Right, okay. All right. Well,
can I just say?
Yes.
I love working on the Chris and Will show.
Right.
And we've made many friends over the years, and Dominic certainly is someone who I've...
It's time to gunge in
three, two, one.
Yes!
There we go! Oh, look at it! Oh, it's in his mouth. It's in his mouth. Oh, my God.
Dave didn't flinch.
Oh. Dominic seems to have got the button stuck, Dave. Oh, there you go.
It's soaked, isn't it?
Dave, is it all gone?
I think, well...
Wipe your eyes.
At least I feel better now that that's all over.
Wipe your eyes and just have a little look up above you and see if it's all run out. Oh, right in your mouth.
Hit him again.
Oh,
Dave.
Oh, dear.
Now, listen,
Dom's enjoying this.
I'm no visualising expert.
Where's your microphone, Dave?
Put your mic up.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah, well, just about. Hello? It sounds very soggy.
Oh, hang on. Can you hear me?
A little bit. Let's have a little look. Let's have a zoom in.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Hit him again, Dom! Hit him again!
Yes!
Oh, you can hear it on the mic.
Oh...
Oh, look at the colour of
well
it.
Well, and truly
oh,
gunged.
My God.
Hey, tell you what. Hey, can you hear me?
It's like you've just been punished by the Cocoa Pops monkey.
Do you know what it looks like? The water is the same colour as after you have a bath, after I used to get fake tan for dancing on ice. It comes out like river water.
It's the same colour as when you have your first bath after Glastonbury.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Anyway, we're done here.
Better or worse than you thought?
More of it.
Okay, let's just pan the mic for the camera over to Matt Fincham, who is dry. Matt, how do you feel?
Massively relieved.
Okay, just close your door a second.
Well, the thing is, the game has now been won by me, so I have to exit the tank.
No, you don't.
Oh, come on, Matt.
Close your door.
Come on.
Only because I'm a good sport, Dom. You are.
This is
now,
the game.
Now, Dominic is now could potentially gunge you, or he could just gunge Dave again. Let's find out who he chooses.
Surely there's no humour getting me again.
Dom, out of the way.
Stand by.
Get out of the way, Dom.
Put the hood down, Matt.
There you go. All
it's
right.
Not allowed.
Dave, yeah. I'm sorry, but it's Matt.
Oh, Matt Fincham. Oh.
Ladies action. Matt, how do you feel?
Oh, it's horrible.
Is it horrible?
It smells of primary school paint. It's horrible.
How is it in your bare feet?
Oh, and it's kind of lukewarm as well, which makes it worse.
Well, that's the idea.
Oh, and he's getting to my boxer shorts. Oh.
Dominic, can you just show us on camera the buttons that you use to gunge and how it works? How does that work? So that one there belongs to who?
This is Matt.
Matt's, okay. And then the other one is?
Dave's.
And if we have a look at the gunge tanks, if you press them both at the same time, what happens? Let's have a look. There's Dave's. And there's Matt's. This is all on the webcam for you to see. We'll put the video up later. Look at Dave. Look at that. That's amazing.
Is this really good entertainment?
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
Oh. Matt, are you okay?
Yes.
Dave?
Hi. Can I just say...
Dominic, will you promise you won't press it anymore?
Okay, I promise.
Okay. All right. No, you've just leant on it. You just leant on it, Tom. All right, okay.
Stop!
Oh, no, here comes Alan. What's he doing? Oh, no, Alan's now having a go. They're getting ghosted again. Dave, we can't even hear you. It's broken your microphone.
Alan, stop it.
That looks so uncomfortable.
Let's have a zoom in. Let's just zoom in on the boys. Let's have a look at Dave's face as close as you can. Look at Dave's face. All right, Alan, that'll do.
It's like a drowned rat.
Matt, well done.
Thank you.
And well done, Comedy Dave, for being gunged in Truth or Gunge. Dave, two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. I'm having a good time.
So not happy.
All right, go and have a shower, boys, separately. What?
I need the shower first, Dave.
Surely,
I know, I do.
Surely Dave is more important than you.
He's broadcasting.
Look how wet Dave is. Dave, let's have a look at you.
I'm broadcast critical.
Look how wet Dave is. Look, he's there proper
hair.
Soaked.
Look at his hair.
His hair is actually the best it's looked in years, ironically.
I my leggings.
Alright, okay. Well, anyway, well done. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Dominic Byrne and Allard. There is only one more day left, and there is only one person who hasn't been gunged, and that person is me. Sadly, I can't be here tomorrow. Vernon Kay will be on, because I have a really important meeting with the charities for pandas.
You'll be here.
Sadly, I will be here. Tomorrow, I get gunged on Truth or Gunge. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't want to come in tomorrow. Don't want to come in.
Truth or Gunge. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Well, good morning to Philip Schofield, who, like Vernon